The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
Welcome to Saturday Night Live for another week. You're here, Glenn, Ellen, Peter. Yes.
Ellen's special guest in the intro. I don't think Ellen's ever been at the intro before.
No, she has not, but she's here this week. How are you, Ellen?
I'm good, thank you.
How excited are you to be on the intro?
Oh, that's great. I think I might have been here once.
Not for
before.
The intro, though.
No, all right, okay.
Yeah, you've been here before. I'm sure you've been here before.
I've been here before, but I thought I was here for the whole thing.
Well, Madvig had to leave early
tonight. Maybe not quite.
Madvig had to leave early tonight, so you won't have the usual Ellen and eccentric Ellen versus Madvigathon. But
I know he saw me coming and he left.
He's very glad.
Sorry, I've got to go.
I've got to go and ride my bike tonight, apparently. Yeah, but we still have his segments, though, so Madmig will be...
We were nice enough to compensate him for that.
We did, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We've also got in TV News tonight a special investigation into trash.
Really?
A trashy talk television segment.
We're going to talk about Hillary's interview, are we?
Oh, no.
Is that the trash you mean? Oh, no, that's...
Yeah. That's another bit of trash. Wow, there's 2 minutes of trash. Wow, double trash television.
45 minutes
And we're not even talking about The Bachelorette yet.
No.
What's on at the moment, Pete?
I know people are bullying Sophie Monk and...
Are they?
Yeah, they are. She had a cry on... radio about it, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's just very sad. I hope she gets paid as much as the blokes do.
I'm sure she's all right with her pay. But...
Sure she gets paid better. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's fine.
But we have Lacey.
And that's in TV News too. That is today's show, the big news in today.
Yeah, one
apparently,
more.
Apparently, the show's on tomorrow now.
Kyle's crying now, yeah.
Yeah, he's got no one to talk to. I think Ellen's going to take Lisa's place, actually.
Right.
With Kyle Stephanie.
I reckon you and Kyle
Kyle
would
and well. Ellen.
You would get Kyle onto the straight and narrow, I reckon, Ellen. I reckon you could...
Yeah,
what would you do to Carl? What would be the first thing you'd say to Carl to get him on track?
Oh, I don't know. That would be... yes.
It's a lot of things you've got to do, Ellen. You'd have to...
Might need a smack, I think. He's a naughty man.
Stop drinking the Logies maybe would be a first starting point.
Well, that would be a very good starting point.
You can maybe be his coach there, get him back on...
Yes.
And you can probably help him out with his five wives he might have at this one time.
Poor Carl.
Well,
he's got a new girlfriend, doesn't he?
Apparently.
I don't know. I watch on the Daily Mail. I have a picture every week.
You trust the Daily Mail?
Oh, yeah, absolutely good stuff there.
No.
Come on, Steve.
They're fake news, I think, Daily Mail.
You might have a point.
They're on Media Watch every week. So.
Yes. Well, they're not really fake news. They're just copy and paste news.
They're crap news. Daily Mail, please.
Get the real news on tonight. Plus, Pete's got lots in sport.
Yeah, right, Peter. Yes. Big sport this week. I can't hear you. What are you saying?
I have.
Has sport. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is actually
derby,
some
Peter,
sports.
The derby's on
today. Yep. That's going to be good.
And you're going to lose.
No. No, I'm not.
Loser.
Yeah, well, we won last week.
It's been one round of the competition, Pete. It's hard not to be.
We're going
to
win again and again and again.
Yeah.
And, of course, then AFL. There was some news on AFL.
Yeah, Mouncy.
Yeah, she can't play AFL in the women's competition.
Wow. Huh? Mm. That's an interesting story.
That's interesting.
All right.
Well, and lots more.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for Mad Mick Presents. Mick, what do you got?
Since all these new rollouts...
The
NDIS or whatever they call it. Every time they roll something out, it's stuffed.
Yeah, because the cables, they're not working.
No, even the National Disabled thing they've been rolling out as well, that's stuffed as well.
Yeah.
So everything Malcolm Turnbull touches, he's stuffed.
I don't know if it's him.
I don't know whether it wasn't stuffed beforehand, though, because I would assume the Labour Party had it all perfectly done right.
They didn't.
Which I don't think off evidence, like the NBN...
He
did make a good point. Complaints about NBN have gone up because they've got more customers, and the Labour Party wasn't particularly rolling it out very quickly because they had lots of problems too.
Mm.
Yeah. Did they not? They just couldn't roll it out.
Liberal said we roll it out even quicker and cheaper. And what have they got? They've got a second class
product
now.
Not good.
People are really cranky about it.
Yeah, and Campbelltown is leading the way.
Number one. Go Campbelltown.
Yeah. So
mine's fine though, so I don't see what the problem is.
Mine's fine.
You don't have
I
to
use
go
mental dis- I use the trans
Trans?
I use the
Are you trans, Mick?
Yeah, I use my transmission
through
the brain. Send messages through the brain.
And you get no interruptions, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So why does it upset you, Mick? Why is it Malcolm Turnbull's fault? Is it going to be become his problem?
Yeah, it's his problem. He said he was going to fix it in the first... He took it over the first thing.
But then the question is the other side of politics that might get in at the next election, the Labor Party, are they going to be any better at solving the problem?
We don't know, because we don't know what problems are.
They're politicians. You don't like politicians.
Politicians. Well, they can't even lie straight in bed.
Well, you can lie any way you like in bed. It's allowed these days. But would they not be as bad? Why would they be any better?
But the Liberals said, this is what we're going to do, make it better. And did they do a better job?
Saying and doing are two different things.
But the Labor Party saying they'll do better when they're in government.
And what did they do? They stuffed up the car industry.
Holden's gone now?
Everyone's gone now.
I think it was stuffed before they got involved, though.
No, they weren't.
The car industry?
No, they weren't.
It was always stuffed.
No,
people walk now on Uber and...
But
the beginning of the stuffing was...
It's all those walkers, it's their fault.
How did that... The car industry was stuffed for other reasons, because it had to be subsidised by the taxpayer.
Yeah.
So we had to pay these big US companies, Mick, big US companies, big money to build stuff in this country.
It wasn't the US companies also, it was Toyota.
Oh, and Japanese
Mitsubishi,
but
and it was Leyland.
Leyland Brothers, well, that's long... Yeah. Well, that was a rubbish car, Mick.
They weren't rubbish cars, they were just assemblers.
They weren't cars that sold anywhere else in the world.
But they were well designed, but they didn't assemble them properly.
But the car industry wasn't just stuffed because the government stuffed it. They just stopped paying for it. They saved taxpayers' money.
No, but they didn't save taxpayers' money.
Yeah, because they're not paying big General Motors lots of money.
What technology did they come out with? They came out with special power steering. They came out with the stop-go system. They've come out with a lot of inventions.
Stop-go system, like the brake and the accelerator.
No. When you come, these new
that was in the car to start with.
No, these new cars are coming out. When you stop at a set of lights, the motor turns off. And when you put your accelerator on, they start again.
But why do we need to make the cars to come up with ideas?
It saves. It's not only what you're getting off from it. It's the other spin-offs. The people who like. There was a spring company called Lovell. So they were selling all their springs over to Germany, over to the Mercedes company. Holden was selling motors to the rest of the world. They weren't all that good, but they were still selling motors.
That's why we don't do it anymore. They weren't good enough.
They were.
They can do a better thing.
It's like how we don't export rugby teams.
Okay,
we're not good enough.
Like, it's just like Liberal getting rid of our space technology, or getting rid of our computers. We're the first... We were the second in the world to have computers.
And now we've got a space agency coming too.
And what did they do? They got advice off the people who were making computers. Oh, you're no good. You haven't got the technology. You haven't got the invention. We're one of the most inventive country in the world.
So
in the 50s and 60s. We launched more rockets than anyone else in the 60s.
So, Mick, what do they do? So does that mean if I'm a big company with a good idea that will employ lots of people, the government should give me money?
No.
Well, that's what you're saying, Mick,
right? I'm saying the spin-offs. That's a bit doing with alcohol. But there's a lot of spin-offs.
I think you're avoiding the topic,
in the space, Mick. In our space technology, what's come out of the space technology? Most of your stuff, what's in the modern technology now, what you've got, have come off the space race.
Yes.
What came out of the Second World War?
A lot of dead people.
No.
Well, they didn't come out
of
actually.
Your highways come out of the Second World War, the autobahns by Hitler. A lot of things about Hitler.
I don't think they brand it as autobahns by Hitler anymore. I think they've taken the Hitler off.
It's just autobahn.
Just autobahn now. Let's
just
update
the autobahns. Without Hitler making autobahns, they wouldn't have big highways in Europe, or America, or Australia, because they were the ones that had the technology. They showed what they can do. See, as the spin-offs.
So you're suggesting we should get Hitler back to make cars.
Yeah, we should get you to make cars.
Get a Führer.
Yeah, I'll be...
Führer Shorten.
That makes a good car, the Führer.
Yeah, but I don't think that's true.
There was a Führer. It was called by Ford.
A Führer? It was actually a car.
Futura.
Ford Führer.
Futura.
The Ford Führer by Autobahn.
That's terrible.
Yeah, but it's not what you're getting. But don't know what's coming out of the technology, what you're getting.
So, Mick, why
it's
then...
It's like what they did with the collider, or the atom splitter. So then, a lot of other things come off.
So Mick, why do you have a problem then with the government not charging taxes to the big tech firms like Google and stuff? Isn't that helping the country?
They should have been sticking it straight up.
See, you're got a double standard here.
No, yeah.
Because they've got jobs in Australia too, so we should, like, we're giving them a tax break.
They should be stuck up. They should be
stuck up.
Yeah.
They should
be
them up.
Made to pay tax since the 60s.
Now you're confusing me, Mick. 50s, 1 minute you want to have a car company not paying tax.
Since the 50s and 60s, we had what do you call it? All the miners were ripping off the country and sending their profits overseas and saying, oh, we have to do this because we've got debts. And they were claiming the debts in our country, they were claiming the same debts in another country, and they weren't paying taxes anywhere. So these were the things what we're doing. But there's a lot of other... We were the quickest people in car industry to design a car and make it within 12 months. No other country ever did that. And we made...
But yet we can't make the NBNB built in 12 months, though. Irony.
That's because we're getting people from overseas to do it.
Doesn't matter where they come from.
Yes, they do.
As long as they get
it. I don't think that's the reason why the NBN's running late.
Oh, it's just like...
I don't think it's running late because people
like
came from overseas.
The Liberals... You know what the Liberals are going to do?
It's kind of like saying my milk's off because people came from overseas.
Privatise our bus in a bus services in Sydney.
Yes.
Everything they touch, they stuff. Look at your power bills now. Look at your gas bills. Everything they touch, they stuff.
That's all from the Mad Mick. The world's coming to an end segment for this hour.
That's it.
Anything else, Mick, for this hour?
Not really.
Everything's stuffed,
right? But the next hour, I'll bring in another one.
Oh, more stuffness to come. Hmm. You'll be stuffed by the end of this show.
I'm stuffing everyone. 103.
University's veterinarian school campus, which stretches over the Camden, Cobbetty and Brownlow Hills area, got down to their birthday suits this month to raise... money for the calendar. They're in the calendar with the sheep. Each year, the students pose nude with animals to raise money for a worthy cause.
That sounds wrong, Peter. The students pose nude with animals.
Mm. Yeah, and this week, there's a big picture in the advertiser of sheep.
Wow.
Right.
What else can you see in the picture, Peter?
A pig. And a dog.
And? And a naked vets, maybe?
Yeah, there's plenty.
But you're reading the calendar for the articles, right?
There's about 40 of them took part in this calendar. You can get it, the calendar,
at... 12 months of the year.
At wixsite.com/website. Yes. Naked calendar to raise money for the rural and remote mental health.
And also, good news too, coming out soon, just before Christmas too, Mounsey's doing on for the radio station.
He is.
The 12 months of Mounsey calendar, so...
Awesome!
Calendar.
It would be interesting, wouldn't it, now?
That'd be awesome.
Ellen's already got a pre-order in.
I'm the June, so all the presenters in their birthdays will have to have naked bitches. So, Glenn,
I think that one
So you're October, so
that
you're just...
That won't sell very well, Pete.
And Ellen and Glenn and...
There's a term, faces for radio.
Mad Mick.
Terrible, Peter.
That'd be good.
Now, if you thought... Uber was bad in the area. We have London taxis in Campbelltown now.
Really? And I haven't seen them.
Well, if you live in Denham Court, Peter, and Campbelltown, you may have seen them. If not, you haven't been imagining them.
Nah.
Because they are real. There's been more than 50 already in the area. They're black, they're shiny cars, and they're on the Sydney roads taking over.
Next will be Bendy buses and double-decker buses by London.
And God Save the Queen, right? Isn't that it?
Yeah.
Crazy.
And other news this week too, in the transport theme, because we'll probably have a cranky road story soon. I've got a feeling we'll probably eventually have a road story coming up. But the 887, they finally announced how many more services are getting.
How many?
So apparently it's going to be every hour during the day. So half of what these people wanted.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. They've got it. So apparently that starts in late November. So it's been a long campaign of people whinging that the bus is full and there's 2 hour gaps to get to Wollongong. So now, during the week at least, you can get there every hour.
Excellent.
Aren't you excited, Pete? You're going to go down for a beach trip to university?
No.
Why not?
No.
It's too far.
No. I'm bothered.
Not on the weekend, though. The weekend's still pretty ordinary. Could improve that.
Well, yesterday in Queen Street in Mawson Park, actually Thursday it was, first day about
you were here. You were there, Pete. You witnessed this.
Well,
what did you see?
they were chopping some trees down in Mawson Park. Mm. The two of Mawson Park's historical and massive gum trees could be facing the chop, which it did on Thursday. The two lemon-scented gum trees had been exhumed by a second specialist after initial reports. They recommend the trees be cut down. Of course, they're old. They're dangerous, so it was time to remove them. So the two trees were cordoned off to the public while the report was prepared. So, yes, you can... it took a while chopping it down, but, yeah, it's chopped down now.
Now, Wedderburn residents have had a love-hate relationship with the Wedderburn Causeway.
Right. Oh, yeah, when it gets flooded.
Yes, when it gets flooded, residents are not happy because...
Wasp residents, again, not happy?
Of course.
Because they're not happy, as Peter said, because it's flooding and they went to the local newspaper to complain about it. It's pretty much the same stuff we've covered for quite a while now. And they want to know, why hasn't it been fixed? When are they going to fix it?
It's like the Glenfield one.
Yeah, same pretty much.
Yes, that's been quite some time.
Well, they're going to have to wait longer, I think.
So what if that bridge gets fixed? It doesn't need to have a lot of traffic on there.
Oh, well, I think in Wedburn, if it gets flooded, there's only one way out and one way in.
Aha, that's why.
That's the problem.
Now, you'll be excited about this, Peter. In Campbelltown, good news. The council's doing a whole bunch of new forms.
Excellent.
Woohoo!
New forms of what? Campbelltown. Of new forms of what?
Everything. All their forms now will include a new option for gender.
No.
So, they're trying to be more inclusive of the forms. Yeah. So, they bring them in line with the Australian Bureau of Statistics Standards. The Green Councillor, Ben Moroney, proposed the idea earlier this year. He said the change was positive. The most recent data shows about 1% of people in Campbelltown identify as other.
So it's only 1%?
That's 1%. It's about 3,700
other. 1%.
Well,
come on. That's
Ellen doesn't seem to be too happy with this.
I agree with that, Ellen.
Actually, are you in the 99% that it doesn't really affect?
Changed the whole process.
It was unanimously backed by council, though.
Yeah, but of course they're going to back it because it's change and they believe in progress and all that crap.
Bloody progress. Get rid of that stuff.
When there is an alternative to an XX or an XY chromosome, well, then there's cause to say that it's a different gender, but other than that, that's the only two that I, combination that I know that determine your gender.
I don't think there is. There's people that reckon they're transgender and they haven't decided
yet. I think that's
yet.
More mental problems than actual physical.
It's not their chromosome still.
Well, the AFL has this problem, right? The woman football player this week. Yeah. Like, what's she tick? Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal, but I think they should have other and all questions, really.
And people are just going to choose other for the fun of it.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing with the statistics, right? Some of these statistics sometimes are not actually always true because obviously Pitts is what the ABS gets back on the forms, but...
It's just like when you go for it to... what is it? The poll booth. People always put, like, they're part of the Jedi Council or they're part of, you know...
Male, female, other, or Jedi?
Yeah.
Is that what you're suggesting? Put Jedi on there?
Like, no, you know...
Like, come on, like, that's ridiculous.
That's what people do when they go and vote, right? For the party they want. They always put... That aren't the major party.
But would you put your gender down as Jedi?
If there was an option, sure I would.
Are you really a Jedi gender?
And people...
Return the Jedi.
People are believing that there's some other gender, right? So, it's possible.
Yeah? It doesn't really fuss me.
I don't care.
Male.
I could care less, to be
honest.
You
be taking female, Ellen? You're not persuaded by the other case?
Other could be anything. Like.
No?
Depends how you feel on the day, right?
Me ever.
But why is it so controversial? Because a lot of people carry on about this like it's the worst thing ever. Like, does it matter if they change a form?
I think it's like a bigger picture. What are they going to change next?
Yes.
Your gender? No.
Yeah. And the thing is that like in Canada, they're taking it to the extent that if you don't call people by what they want to be called, then you can get charged for that. When parents...
Like Peter wants to be called smart, but come on.
We're not going to call him that.
Come on. You're going to charge me with that? What next? You call people princesses or anything? God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
God almighty.
You're not a princess, are you, Glenn?
Absolutely not, Steve. Okay. But Peter, on the other hand, has the next story, hopefully.
I don't think he does.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, Peter's
ceremonies are getting revamped. Less every Australian citizen in Campbelltown will now be welcomed to the country with a taste of Indigenous culture. Okay, so new citizens can expect a smoking ceremony clapsticks, and didgeridoo performances.
Not the type of smoking you may be thinking. It's a traditional smoking ceremony.
Mm, yeah. After they pledge their allegiance to the country, if time allows, the slapstick player may also treat the new citizens in a traditional dance. So, things happening in Australia Day next year.
Exciting. Australia Day is coming up, yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love Australia Day. I think it's great.
Yeah, well, that's a positive story.
Oh, that's a very good story.
Because of the people that were trying to push to get rid of Australia Day. So that's a positive.
Well, Ellen, I have a depressing story to continue.
Oh, okay.
Campbelltown's Emily Cottage is on the market. Oh, it's going to be sold, which is a bit sad.
What is Emily's Cottage?
It's a little cottage house on 1 Old Menangle Road in Campbelltown.
Oh.
It went up for auction today, actually.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's see how it lasts. Last time they sold it, it sold for $490,000, and that was in 2013. But he believes that the new owner is looking for a certain amount. I wonder if it happened today. I believe.
And the cottage is at the end of Queen Street, near the Catholic Club.
1 Old Menangle Road.
Yeah, it's near the Catholic Club, that little hut there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Why is it famous?
It's been around for quite a while.
So I lived there.
You lived there, Pat?
It was built.
The famous Mounsey College.
Well, Glenn, it was built between 1823 and 1827. It's been around. What they're thinking of is because they believe that corner is for future development. I don't think they're going to knock it down.
Want some more apartments? We've got any more apartments going?
Maybe. It's zoned for B4 for mixed use.
Oh, a bit confused, is it?
Which was going to be development, including as a... Oh, Glenn, you were right. Residential flat building.
Oh! You know what, Steve? I didn't read that article, and I just had a rough guess.
or other business uses.
We haven't had a new apartment block in this city for a long time.
No, since like last week, right?
Well, yeah.
Get there.
Seriously, is there anywhere we can't put a... I know, we can't see to see if it got sold today, so...
No, but it went up for auction today, but the Historical Society, a bit upset...
The Hysterical Society.
They're pretty funny, they're laughing, not really, but... They said they'd hope to see a buyer come in who will restore the cottage because it's historically listed, right? So,
I'm historical.
It's you are historical, Peter, we know. Now,
so we'll see what happens.
Crime! Always a good crime story.
Love a good crime story.
Now, good news is, looking at the latest statistics, murder.
Oh, that's not good.
Good news in Camden. This year, since 2013, no one's been murdered in Camden.
Oh, that's good.
There's been no murders more than Dilly in the last 2 years.
That's good.
Campbelltown, however, is ahead of its pack. Excuse me. Don't murder me, please. One murder in the Campbelltown area in Macquarie Fields in 2017. Driving causing death. No offences this year in the region.
Good.
Congratulations, everybody. Not killing anybody when we're driving. Stealing from a person.
That's risen, I'd assume.
Two reports each in Camden and Wollondilly in the first 6 months of the year.
Mm.
Now, Campbelltown has a bit of a problem. 45 in the first 6 months of the year. Though the good news is that's down from the 162 that was recorded in 2011. It's a massive drop in crime.
That's good.
Break and enter. Last year in Campbelltown, it was 764, down from 1,400 in 2011. But still, Campbelltown over exceeds its expectation. Most NBN complaints, most broken enders, most stealing and enterings. Mm. Compared to Camden, 71 and Wollondilly, 92. The one that is still a concern is domestic violence. It's still a concern. 223 reports in Camden last year. That's more than break and enters.
Really?
Like, that's actually an interesting statistic, because we'll always buy insurance against, like, you know, getting your house robbed and burgled, but you're more likely to be bashed up by somebody you know. In Campbelltown, it's 933. Now, that break and enter number is, in that case, a bit higher. And in Camden, it was 223. Cannabis, Mick's not here, but unfortunately, it was also quite high, but dropping and assaulting police 12 times in Camden last year, 18. Wow. 92 in Campbelltown. So Campbelltown is overachieving. Bigger area, though, I think, too. I think population's slightly higher, too.
Because the population's getting bigger, right? So it makes sense.
Probably makes it a bit of a different number to equally compare, but
yeah.
A bit of a concern. Pete, have you got anything else?
No, Peter.
I think he does, but he's threw them all out.
No, I don't have that more.
Now, also the big grocery store there, too. The
Willowdale?
No, the Gregory Hills. The Garma Brothers Wholesale Produce Mugs. We talked about it a couple months back. Now, the community's rallied behind this fruit shop that was too big, apparently.
Wow, okay.
And there was a dispute over how big it was. And now the council's given it the okay. The council staff refused the application originally, but now the community has basically been given the okay. They've come to an agreement with council to make sure it doesn't have to knock down the shop, because there was a concern they might have had to knock down the whole store. Mm. So that is... Because apparently it exceeded the size for the maximum size for a grocery store. Which is particularly special, because I don't understand how you can have an apartment building 20 stories tall and that's okay, but then a fruit shop can't be too big?
Guess not.
Like, why?
Restrictions, clearly.
There's clearly no restrictions on the apartment buildings, but you want to have a grocery shop with a few more, too many bananas?
Because it made the apartment block look bad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it felt a bit lonely.
That's terrible. Can't believe they do dumb stuff like that.
Because they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do, Pete.
Hey, what's up? It's Will and Jaden from The Collective.
And you're listening to the sounds of MacArthur, 100.3 FM.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for television. A lot has been happening in the world of television. Where should we begin?
Well, I'm going to start with the trash of the week, the double trash. The first trash was very exciting. Just last night, A Current Affair. I think we're going to Walkley over this. This was, I think, this is the scoop of the year. Quite frankly, I've never seen... Tracy, tell us more.
How would you feel if you knew your local garbos were just chucking it all in together? We caught them in the act.
Is an A Current Affair exclusive story. They went undercover in Melbourne to see what was happening.
Council contract is run by a company called Citywide. We decided to pay management a visit early one morning for an explanation.
G'day, Theo is it? Hello. My name's Alicia Muehling, I'm from A Current Affair. Mate, can we have a chat to you about what's going on at Moreland City Council out there with the contract?
No, you can't.
Yeah, we've been filming your trucks for about a week and they seem to not be doing the right thing.
No, you're going to have to go through HR.
Yeah.
No, I can't ask those questions.
Do you direct your drivers to pick up recycling and then pick up rubbish and dump it all in the same truck?
No. I'm going to have to let you go because you're going to have to go to HR.
So A Current Affair was sent to HR. Don't know if they got sacked or not.
Probably not.
It's a good question if they did. So they went undercover at 5 o'clock in the morning to track the garbos, undercover camera sting.
Wow.
And they tracked that. You know how like your bins have different coloured roof lids? They've got the red, the yellow, and they were putting. And apparently one truck was picking up the red, the yellows and the green.
All in the one truck. It was disgusting.
This is just trash talk.
Yeah, I've seen that. That was
like green waste with the recyclables.
Like people,
those truck drivers should get it.
Fire them all.
I'm lucky. Fire them all. Out you go.
Lucky we've got A Current Affair, because who would undercover this scandal?
Me. I had the camera out.
Trash can industry.
Me. I had it out.
Peter wakes up at 5 a.m. Mm.
To be fair, it is very complicated to get all your trash in the right bin.
Yeah.
It does annoy me.
Yeah.
And now I know that it hasn't happened.
No.
Apparently it was an isolated incident, but I don't know. I reckon we should be going out at 5 o'clock in the morning checking out our
garbage.
I think
it's a national issue.
I think so. I reckon it could be happening in your area.
I mean, I don't watch my...
Not in our area, because the bins don't... In our area, the bins don't get empty till about 11 in the afternoon. No, really? 11 in the morning.
So it would be an undercover...
11 in the morning, you know, it's a bit late, you know, so...
That's pretty late.
11 in the morning, you know.
So I haven't watched The Current Affair for the rest of the week, but that was the story of the week on
I mean, that's... If you're going to watch one story this week...
That was it. That, like, I reckon if you've got some spare time tonight, thinking about something to watch on telly, Current Affair trash has got you covered. Now, other trash this week too, Steve. Your mate.
My mate?
Your mate.
Your mate!
Hillary.
Hillary!
Isn't she annoying? God. She was on Four Corners, right?
And oh my god!
45 minutes.
And it was everyone else's fault.
Yeah.
Everyone else's fault.
It was Trump.
The Russians.
It was Bernie's fault. It was WikiLeaks.
What's wrong with WikiLeaks? Just because her emails were on WikiLeaks.
What they did was release emails after
that
the
she wrote.
Yeah.
But she didn't blame anything on herself.
And that's the sad thing.
Like, your policies were rubbish, you couldn't communicate.
And the interviewer wasn't really helping either.
Well, what else could you say? She's not going to say anything.
She's a reporter, shouldn't she be clashing with her, saying, well, maybe you weren't that great, maybe you weren't, you know, as appealing to the demographic as you thought.
And you weren't selling a policy of any description.
No, but they really hit home that Trump's the bad guy, and it's all his fault you lost, and...
It was I actually somehow endured the whole 45 minutes of Four Corners.
I can't believe you did that, Glenn.
Well, yeah, to be fair, I was having a cup of tea and playing Angry Birds on my phone, but, you know, so I wasn't purely focused, but it was just dribble.
Yeah.
And Hillary's really, and this is what I think people didn't like about her, is because even when she had, like, remember she had an interview years ago when her husband was doing lots of jobs in the White House.
Oh.
for lack of a better word,
a cleaning,
phrase, because our show is very appropriate. Cleaning, yes, cleaning
a lot of
up,
cleaning
yes,
jobs,
yes,
I
yes,
believe.
Getting out those cobwebs. And she was saying it's a big conspiracy and blah, 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 and they're out to get her. And it's like, no,
and
your husband's had, just
and she
sleeping
attacked,
about.
Attacked the women. And
it wasn't your husband's fault.
Well, yeah, it's his fault.
Well, it could have been if he was involved a little bit.
Should have kept his pants on, you know?
Well, yeah, he can do what he likes. I don't really care. not my problem. Not my country.
No. But you don't blame other people if you clearly know.
To be fair, there's a lot of truth about what that is, but the fact that she takes no responsibility for the fact that her campaign was pathetic.
Yeah.
She couldn't get the message across, and she knew about it at the time. That's the thing that was even more boring about it, was just that she's like, I knew this was happening. Mm-hmm. I knew this guy was tough. I knew he was going to come out with fake false lies.
Yeah.
But she never actually came out with anything of a policy.
I cannot even recall one policy she brought forward.
I think it was the I'm not going to grab anyone by the policy.
Yeah, but
which is not a surprise, really.
Yeah, but that was still terrible.
Because if she would, might have got a
like
president.
Like Trump, you can think of many. The wall he wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly.
American jobs first.
Get rid of all Muslims.
Get rid of... Travel ban.
Travel ban.
Like, see, you can remember those, but what did Hillary bring?
No WikiLeaks and no Trump.
And Trump's a bad guy.
He's an idiot.
And those,
yes, we know, but...
Those aren't policies. You know, it's...
Oh, it was bad.
That was a horrendous.
You gonna buy a book?
No, I'm not gonna buy. Oh,
come on.
I'll actually go to my library and borrow it. I think.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Come on, I watched the interview. I wouldn't borrow the book.
I haven't been to my library in like.
But I'm out of toilet paper, Steve. I'm out of toilet paper.
Then you can buy her book.
Could buy
a
book.
It's a bit slow, but.
You want some toilet paper? I'll go and get some.
No, she's not on sale yet. It hasn't come out yet. What do you reckon, Ellen? Did you watch it?
No, but I heard about it.
You heard about it? Oh. And it was still bad.
Yes, it was.
Our review's consistent with what you've heard.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of a bit.
But the biggest story of the week, Steve, outside the trash, of course.
Oh, there's been.
Oh, thank you. We've got the toilet paper. Pete just brought us in a roll of toilet paper.
Thank you, Peter. You're very nice.
Signed by Hillary Clinton, strangely enough.
Oh, really?
But then I think they're going to have to give it to Bill, though.
Yeah, one of Nine Network's presenters is gone, I think.
Mm.
For 10 years, Lisa has dragged herself out of bed at 3:30 in the morning. Fed the dogs and cats, put a load of washing on, and come into work and sat on my left to inform you at home about what's happening in the world. For 10 years, she handled those brutal, brutal hours with grace, beauty, intelligence, and a wicked, wicked sense of humour. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, she won't be doing that anymore, and it was a surprise to us all. It's safe to say we're all a little bit shocked.
Wow, what would that reason be, Steve? Whatever reason would that may be?
I think it has to do... She's not on par with Carl, maybe?
Was it money?
It was money.
Pay disputes?
Yeah.
Is that the reason, Carl, that you couldn't say?
Well, he can't really say it on here. I don't blame him for that, really.
No, I do.
What, you think he's going to say it because she's not getting paid as much as I am?
Well, because she's got to get a contractual terms with Channel 9. That's why she left. Yeah, she signed with Channel 10.
But they're not going to say that because they don't want people to go to Channel 10.
Like it's a news program.
Yeah, I know. And they're not going to report on it, clearly.
Ellen's mad about this.
You know, well, yeah, I look, the one of the columnists in the paper that said, you know, she's talking about equality and pay, but no, she's getting paid more than the other people in the project and things. So does she want equality or doesn't she? It's inconsistent, the argument.
And apparently Chanai came out quite vehemently defending their position, saying that she's doing less work and
she's working for other contracts.
Equal work, equal pay. It's got to have equal work with equal pay.
Yeah, just because they have other ventures outside doesn't mean anything.
Well, it does, because Channel 9 can commercialise Carl more than they can Lisa if she's not...
They can still commercialise her. She still does what Carol's under demand.
Do you
like
think
that?
She should get the...
No, I don't think she should be making the same as Carl.
Unless she does the same work as Carl.
Well, see, that kind of depends. I guess because he's doing 60 Minutes, right, and all this.
Do you know the biggest scandal of this is more than anything? Is that for $2 million, now it's early in the morning, I'm not a morning person, and you'd have to pay me $4 million, just if they want to.
Yeah, I know.
Not because of pay equality, because I'm not getting up in the morning. But it's a lot of money for somebody who sits in front of a teleprompter and...
But that's what she's making now.
$2 million? Like, we complain about bank CEOs making big dollars.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably more
just
of a scandal.
Just to read an auto queue, like...
Oh, she does do some other stuff.
Does she?
You know, like,
what does she do?
Has to ad lib sometimes.
She has to work with Carl and.
That's well. To be fair, that's.
And Richard Wilkins? I mean, that's a pay grade in its own.
Actually, in that case, yes, $2 million is pretty cheap, actually.
But good for her.
How about the project, though? Is that the right show for her to be on, though?
Like, I think it is, because she's a journalist, right? She used to be the editor of one of the magazines, right?
Yeah.
Women's Weekly.
No, it was like something like that.
Cleo.
That's right.
She bought the centerfold and took the centerfold away.
On page three.
So she's got kind of a journalistic integrity, right?
Yeah, she's got good credentials. She's good at broadcaster.
I'm glad she's not on every day, though.
She's not as good as Peter Mounsey.
But she will do the breakfast show on 10.
Will she? Imagine her.
The project is just something for the time being.
The breakfast project.
I think
she's one of Patty should go there, too.
Well, we're getting to that.
That's the next big... Channel 9's been busy this week.
They've lost They're
getting rid of people.
Yeah, Paul Vaughton gone.
Now, you love the footy show, Pete. Well, not disgraceful. The footy show has got no one watching.
What's wrong with Aaron?
Well, you know what? I used to watch the footy show when it was good, but now no one's really watching it. Not much entertainment anymore.
People listen to this show more than they watch the footy
show. And plus, because now there's going to be There's now going to be Thursday night football every week now. So they've decided they're going to have an hour show of Aaron Molan and guests here and there.
I don't think it's just her.
And the other guests. Other ones are on contract as well. Bo, Ryan and all that. They're their contracts are finishing up too. So they don't know what's going on as well. So
it's
going
to be a show about football, right?
Jonathan Thurston, all the good Australian, the superstars, Jonathan Thurston, Cameron Smith and all them. They'll appear as well, but...
But when did it start going downhill, Pete?
A while ago, I think.
It's been a long time, because I watched it ages ago, and it was just terrible to watch. It was like...
AFL footy show's doing the same thing in Melbourne. They're getting their chop-chops.
No, they're still on.
No, the AFL's doing the same.
Ooh.
They'll be still doing what Eddie probably do an hour and whatever, to the same
thing. Well, I get insightful in commentary from Sam Newman.
I loved it years ago. You know, they had Red Faces. They had all the good...
Red Faces was on Hey Hey, It's Saturday.
And on
the footy show.
And they had Mahatma, you know.
And
they had all these...
I don't think you get away with Mahatma code anymore.
No.
I don't think you get away with that anymore.
I can bring CD next week.
I know, but I don't think if you came into the footy show, like...
And I didn't know...
You work in TV, Steve. What would be the show that you did that?
I didn't know that.
Pre-production meeting, where you decide what ideas you're going to do. Like, if you came up with the idea, let's bring Mahatma code.
You're probably not going to go through with that idea. But the lawyers tell you to pass on it.
The audience would too, I think.
But he was good, but he was a cricket player. Showing a cricket player.
But
the joke is different.
I can bring the CD next week and play your song.
By the way, just in, Pete, Western Sydney Wanderers 1, Sydney FC 0.
Who's in the final FFA Cup?
Western Sydney.
Sydney FC.
Anyway, that's it
for television.
That's more on TV.
Is there? What else do we have?
You just closed all the articles, Steve.
No, there was nothing. It was Lisa's stuff over there.
It's just Lisa Week.
It's all about Lisa.
Lisa Week. What about...
And the media reform, I guess.
What about the
media reform passed, didn't it? Yeah. Yeah, finally that passed. So, and...
What about the Bachelor, Sophie Monk, getting a hard time?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, she talked to Carl and Jackie, I guess.
Oh, no.
Well, that's a hard time.
And a
James situation. Hey,
Sophie.
Oh, hello.
God, you sound all down in the mouth.
I can't even tell you how upset.
What are you upset about?
Maybe it's so early, because I'm getting rushed and... social media about it.
Hang on.
You don't have to wait. Don't listen. You know, everyone's going to have an opinion on who you choose and don't choose.
What have they said to you on social media? Like, so you've been attacked on social media by people that loved that bloke from this morning, right?
Yeah. And I can't read it. I just get Oscar.
So people are picking on her on social media.
No.
Did she watch the show?
Probably
herself?
Not. No, it was recorded like months ago.
Because I watched it on Gogglebox this week.
So you didn't
watch the actual show.
Yeah, my Gogglebox.
She was dating like a guy of half a billion dollars or whatever it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
And it was like, it wasn't really true love there, didn't really work out.
Probably not.
Yeah, something like that. I don't watch that show.
Oh, and they had that guy, that weird guy, the creepy stalker guy they had.
Oh, when they walked out ceremony and then goes,
okay.
I'll get you later.
It was just...
Sounds terrible.
Weird. The Block finishes this week as well, finally.
The Block, yeah.
More new shows are coming up as well.
The Food Fight starting the week after.
Food Fight. Yeah.
Always a good old Food Fight, Pete. Always a good old Food Fight.
That sounds like a boring
show to me.
Love
a good Food Fight. When the food's in my mouth.
Sure. I think that Food Fight, that family, I don't think it'll be too good.
What about the new
ones? I know one of the contestants. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're kind of biased in that thing.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
There's a contestant at another radio station north of this border, north of the crossroads, that's actually on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, and Food Fight.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to have to vote for them, I think.
Absolutely.
Well, you tell me later then.
All right. Will tell you, Peter. We will tell you.
Yeah.
We'll tell you anything you like.
I already gave it away if you listened to the program.
If you just listened to what we just said, we just told you.
Yeah.
You didn't.
I did.
Anyway.
Listen back to the podcast, Peter.
Yeah, that's right. Download our podcast this week at
SaturdayNightLive.com.au. And
anything else you're watching on TV, Peter?
Oh, Walking Dead's back on Monday.
Walking Dead's back on
and
Monday.
And on record, I've got the Comedy Channel's of Walking Dead special.
Comedy Channel Walking Dead special?
Cartoon Walking Dead special.
Oh, right.
Comedy Walking Dead
special. Oh, I think it's Robot Chicken, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Robot Chicken, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Sounds good to me. Because season 9 starts
eight,
Monday.
Season 8.
Oh, already. And very big news too, yeah. Steve. You'll be very excited about this. Well. I know you love Q&A.
Love it.
They've got a special episode coming up.
What's it about?
Apparently about the same sex.
No. Boring.
It's apparently on Monday, so...
that'd be
so
interesting.
Thanks, then I know not to tune in.
I'm just letting you know what not to watch, because I don't know if there's been any show on television that's talked more about this topic at nauseam with the same topic and issues. At the end of the ballot, because most people have already bloody voted.
Oh, no, you've still got time.
Well, you know...
No, most people have already put their votes in. Like, most people have already moved on.
Well, you can watch something else on Monday night instead. That
what can you watch instead?
Was that
Peter?
Theanopolis or whatever? You can watch him instead.
Which one?
Theanopolis.
That guy you're talking
he's
about.
Not, oh no, that's I don't.
That's on Monday night. So
hey
you can
Peter,
watch
I don't watch TV at all, so I don't know how I'm going to watch it.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Was it Theanopolis or whatever it is?
He means Milo.
Milo, you can watch him instead.
Oh, the controversy.
That's Monday night. No, watch that instead. If you don't want to watch TV,
where's he going to be?
On TV.
Oh, okay.
On Sky News.
Right. So you've got to tell people where the TV stuff is on.
So, you can watch...
Otherwise, it's really hard to know.
So, you can watch Sky News instead of
Q&A. Who is this guy?
First, you've got to get the person's name right.
Yes.
Milo. He drinks Milo.
I don't think
he does.
I don't think Milo endorses his comments. He's a controversial commentator.
He's a political person. Controversial.
Now, talking about controversial too, coming soon to Perth TV as well. Perfect. Never makes into Australia. Fat Cat's back too.
Really?
Fat Cat is back.
I was a massive fan of Fat Cat.
Look at him. He's got no pants on.
That's not again. Fat Cat. Fat Cat wasn't
what is,
like
that's
that.
Fat Cat. He's a cat.
But that wasn't Fat Cat.
What's that?
That's another cat.
I think it's modern day Fat Cat.
That's the updated cat.
I would not let my child watch that.
And he's got a new St. Patrick's Day hat on.
That's the new Fat Cat. The old Fat Cat gone.
Was actually a cat.
And what do you think about the new show on ABC Screen Time, Pete?
Like what?
Screen Time. The show that started on ABC. That talks about
it.
TV.
He didn't watch it clearly.
No, I didn't watch that.
Oh.
Peter doesn't watch ABC.
Not that much.
That's where the best programming is.
It is.
I do watch ABC sometimes.
But you didn't watch that, though.
Parliament.
But you told us about it before.
I don't know. Did I?
Yeah, you did. Okay. Anyway. Paddy was on this week, and it was like the Gruen transfer.
Okay, I haven't watched Gruen this week either. So.
Gruen was good this week.
Was it? Last week I didn't enjoy it. So what we were talking about was eggs.
Yeah, I don't know why they're talking about eggs for 15 minutes.
So I could care less, so I didn't watch it.
But you don't like it, like stuff about eggs?
I love eggs. I have my eggs every morning. But I don't want to hear about the statistics and all that crap. Caged and free and...
Fried eggs.
It does surprise me there's so much choice in eggs department. Because I just buy eggs that like come from chickens.
And I didn't know the different colours mean
different
things.
Just get eggs. Normal eggs. There you go. Make sure.
What's a normal egg, though?
Yeah, what's that classified?
I don't know. Cheap eggs.
Cheap eggs.
Not ready.
Hello, where are you getting your eggs for? Oh, no, don't mention
it. Supermarket.
He makes them himself. He sits on
but
his
But
you desk.
Make sure the eggs aren't cracked before you he buy makes them.
It. Yeah, well, obviously.
I'm looking in that. They're fine.
That's a life hack. You open up the egg cart and you make sure they're not cracked.
They're fine. Let's go.
All right, we're boring people.
More egg news coming up next.
Yeah, sure.
That's it for TV.
I did it for TV.
That's it?
That's it for everything.
All right, we'll see you next one.
Oh, no, we've got Maverick to come.
No, Maverick will be all right. He'll be fine, I think.
He's coming up next. He's going to be fine. We know he's going to be fine.
Fine.
Hey, what's up? It's Will and Jaden from The Collective.
And you're listening to The Sounds of MacArthur, 100.3 FM.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for Mad Mick again. Mick, what do you got?
Gee, New Zealand smart people.
Are they?
We got a new Prime Minister this week.
They did. Yeah. Jacinda Ardern.
Who's she?
She's the new Prime Minister.
She's the youngest woman ever.
She only ran their team.
Not the youngest woman ever, Mick. No. I'm pretty sure she's not the youngest woman ever
to be in charge.
The youngest
of the
woman
country.
Just got born.
Also, the shortest time as well from joining a party.
80 days. 80 days.
3 months or something, wasn't she? Yeah.
Third female Prime Minister for New Zealand, too.
Yeah.
So she has the Greens and New Zealand First and the Labour have all joined together. And one of the policies now is recreational marijuana. going to be voted, going to have a referendum on.
So, Mick, does this mean you're leaving the program and you're moving to New Zealand?
No, I'll fly over to New Zealand for my weekdays and come back just for the program.
You are committed, Mick. I like some commitment.
That's
there.
That's good, Mick.
Yeah. But that is a, you know, why should you be thrown into jail just because you want to have a smoke? You don't get thrown into jail and you have a drink.
They don't usually fry people into jail.
No, they just fine you.
No, they've been throwing people into jail.
Yeah, that's if you're selling, though.
If you're a dealer.
No, you have a look at how many people are in jail.
They mostly get a fine. But
not for personal use, though, Mick.
No.
Yeah, it's a lot of personal use.
Well, how much? Well, depends how much you use.
How many ounces do you need for personal use, Mick?
Oh, about pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
That's not for
it
personal use.
It takes me a lot to get off.
Does it? That's not going to work in the court of law, I don't think. But
Mad Mick's comments are fictional, correct, Mick?
Yes. Mm. Fake comments.
But they are pretty. No, their attitude is very. They have gay marriage already. So New Zealand's beating us in rugby.
They've got their stuff together.
They're beating us.
But they haven't got any plebiscites. Oh, they had a plebiscite to change the flag, and they didn't change their flag.
No.
Backwards.
No, it wasn't a plebiscite. It was a referendum.
No, it's a postal vote.
It was a referendum.
They had to, like, send their flag back to the government.
Yeah, they had to choose the flag they wanted. Yeah.
They had two votes to narrow down the list, then decide whether they're going to have a new one or not.
Imagine if we had that.
Could you imagine the ads you'd have for that?
One votes for yes or no, and then...
Could you imagine the no ads for that? It'd be like, oh my God, your children will die if the flag changes. Think about the children.
They'll have to wear the flag to school.
They'll have an identity crisis. They won't know if they're Australian or Australian.
They'll have to wear a dress.
They'll have to wear a dress.
A flag dress.
Yeah.
Oh, is the plebiscite still on?
Yeah, it finishes next month.
Oh, thank Christ.
November 25th, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. The other one is...
Oh my God.
Victoria has, in the lower house, have brought in euthanasia and
yeah.
will soon find
for the lower
out
house or for the
lower
the
house
right
it took them
that's a very brave step
over,
for them to euthanate themselves
over more than one day to debate it all.
Yeah,
I think it took them 48 hours.
Still controversial though, Mick, because a lot of the people there are saying that they didn't put the right amendments into place. A lot of people are disappointed.
Have you ever had a person die from cancer and see what they go through?
It's horrendous. Yes,
it's horrendous. If it was a dog or an animal, they'd be put down straight away.
I had to put my dog down because of cancer.
Yeah. So why should the people who are dying from cancer not have the choice of being put down?
I don't know if that's really the right word.
Are they really in that mental capacity to determine that, though?
Look, it's very hard because people dying from cancer are in so much pain. I've got a nephew who's dying from cancer now, and he's horrendous pain. I had to look after my old man when he was dying from cancer, and I saw his decline, and that was, he wanted to die.
So what about the issues though, that like protections about this
a
though,
lot
right?
of crap that
but
is
but you need protections for that, Mick. You're
bullsh-
not talking yes
That's
you do
bull.
You need some protections to avoid people like, you know, bumping off their relatives and stuff.
If they're going to bump off their relatives, they'll bump them off anyway.
They would have done that.
Wow, already. I don't want to be in your family, Mick.
Don't get on Mick's bad Christmas list.
Yes, Mick's family Christmas. Where is everybody gone?
They're in the turkey.
But no, Mick, there has to be protections for this, because obviously it's about life and death. And
these
death
are all,
last time I checked.
These are all...
But death's not reversible.
If you go to the people who... If you go to the countries who've got it, they don't have those problems. Mm. And they haven't done the...
But you've got to have a lot of protections.
It's all these so-called religious people... Or people who want to make money out of people dying from cancer. That's all it is.
Right.
But Mick, don't you think you should have some protections though to make sure that your relatives don't accidentally just murder you?
That's what they call the law.
Yeah, but if you're not in the capacity, you've got to have some safeguards to ensure
all
that you're
you
not...
Say is
have like
when
a
you
safe
find
word.
Out you're dying...
Yeah,
you
don't
say,
kill me, please.
You say...
That's mine, by the way. If you ever hear me say that, do not kill me.
That's your safe word?
That's my safe word for killing.
When, there's also things where... They have do not resuscitate if I have a heart attack or stuff like that.
Or
see,
my organs or something.
Yeah,
but you got to have some protections though for it, right? Otherwise, because I'm
the
not against it.
Protections
they're
trying
but
to put through is all
are,
a lot
though.
Of crap. Let them die in peace, and if you.
But you don't want to coerce someone into it. This is the problem. It's the elder abuse issue, right? And it's a real issue, is that the concern that these advocates against it have, and it's the concern that even people for the issue have, is that there's the case that you might convince them they're not
all
worth living.
All these people who are saying. All
but
these
it's true,
people
that
are
can
doing,
happen.
All these people are saying this and this and this. They're making making a molehill into a mountain, and that's a lot of.
Well, I don't know. I reckon I wouldn't.
It's a pretty big mountain.
I want some protections to stop people bumping me off. God, crikey!
Hey, you want to bump him off?
Mm.
We'll bump him off. Mm.
Glenn, have a nap. You'll be all right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, what's in this tea? What is in this tea?
You don't know, do you?
You don't know
it's
at all.
It's not sugar in there, I'm done.
No. Yeah.
But what about then the industry also for the killing people industry? Because Victoria now is going to become, in Australia, if it's legal, people then just take a trip down on Jetstar or
they're not doing that. You have to be a resident of...
But you can move.
You have to be
Australia,
a resident like of Victoria.
For how long?
And you have to also be over 18 and have a year to live or less.
So how do you become a resident of Victoria, Mick?
Buy a property or rent down
right,
there.
Right, so if you move. So it's still going to happen. Like, that's a ridiculous...
No, you have to have a driver's licence.
Oh, that's so hard
over.
To find when you're trying to...
But if you're dying of cancer, you won't be able to get a driver's licence.
You can get an ID card, though. You don't need a driver's license to be a resident of the state.
A pension card or something?
Though, ironically, though, as I told you before, is that apparently if you need to be in the electoral roll and you've got a proof of age card, the Electoral Commission doesn't accept that. So it's actually quite interesting. If you actually want to be on the electoral roll and change your address, and normally to identify yourself online, you just put your new driver's license number, all's good. But if you don't have a driver's license, you've got a proof of age card, you run into a problem.
No, you don't exist.
Which is ridiculous.
How is Mr. Mouty going to change his address?
Well, he never moves, so that's never had his problem. But
he's safe.
As long as he never moves.
But he hasn't ever driven before.
Well, then they send you this form out in the post saying you've got to get someone to validate you're not a dual citizen, which I think we're not a dual citizen. Validly elected or whatever. And they
so
know
what's happened about this dual citizen now? We haven't heard any more about it. It was supposed to be...
The High Court's thinking about it.
I think they're going to be okay.
No, it's supposed to be...
Gone.
No. All seven.
Yeah. We'll be at an election before the end of the year.
Yeah. Wow.
True. I hope they all...
I think they'll be all gone.
No, what will happen if the Armidale member gets done and gets thrown out, there'll be a by-election. Mm. And the by-election will go to the...
Tony Windsor, the former
independent. Tony Windsor, and he'll go for Labor. And Labor will be in power until the next election.
Will he go for Labor? Because it's actually a Conservative seat, so it would be a bit of a surprise if he did.
He was there. Tony Windsor was... the person who had that seat before all.
But he's also supported Liberal governments as well. He's an independent.
But he also...
He's a swinger.
He also told them to go get stuff when they wanted to invade...
That was more Tony Abbott.
No, he told... When they went to invade Iraq, he said it was all a lot of crap about the MDIs.
I don't think he's ever said the word, that C word.
I didn't say... Crap. I did say
yeah,
crap.
You did say crap, and you said it again, Mick. Oh, God. Oh.
What's wrong with crap?
It's a load of rubbish, Mick.
Yeah, that's a load of rubbish, yeah. That's what crap is.